President Obama has welcomed the world champion U.S. Women's National Soccer Team to the White House.
This team taught all America's children that playing like a girl means you're a badass. Perhaps I shouldn't have used that phrase. Playing like a girl means being the best. It means drawing the largest TV audience for a soccer match, men or women's, in American history. It means wearing our nation's crest on your jersey, taking yourself and your country to the top of the world. That's what American women do. That's what American girls do. That's why we celebrate this team. They've done it with class. They've done it with the right way. They've done it with excitement. They've done it with style. We are very, very proud of them. So once again, on behalf of all Americans, congratulations. We couldn't be prouder of you. Let's go bring home the gold in Rio. Thank you.
Standing next to President Obama at the White House ceremony was veteran American star Abby Wambach, the leading scorer, male or female, in international soccer history. Hey, Abby, what did you think of the president's badass statement?
Well, I think that that's one of the best statements you can make, because when somebody says you throw like a girl, you run like a girl, I'm kind of like, yeah, you're damn right I do. And I think that that's what that statement is. And I think that our team completely encompasses that. We want to be proud of being female. We want to be proud of having 25 million people watching that game. And we want to be proud of pushing the sport forward, not just on the field, but also off the field.
Abby Wambach can be proud of helping push women's soccer forward, and she's making off-the-field plans. Shortly after the White House ceremony, the 35-year-old Wambach announced she's retiring from the sport after a friendly match December 16th against China in New Orleans, Louisiana. Abby has appeared in 252 international matches and scored a record 184 goals for the U.S. women's national soccer team. After celebrating the world champion U.S. women's national soccer team, President Obama traveled to Chicago, where he watched his favorite National Basketball Association club, the Chicago Bulls, play their season opening game. The president sat courtside and saw the Bulls edge LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers 97-95. Spanish star Pau Gasol blocked a potential tying layup by LeBron in the closing seconds. LeBron led Cleveland with a game-high 25 points, while Nikola Mirotic, who was born in Montenegro but plays internationally with Gasol on Spain's national team, had 19 points for the Bulls. In the other season-opening games Tuesday night, the Detroit Pistons scored a 106-94 road victory over the Atlanta Hawks, and the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors beat the visiting New Orleans Pelicans 111-95. Sharpshooting guard Stephen Curry, the reigning league most valuable player, scored 40 points for the Warriors, connecting on shots from all over the floor. The Warriors received their championship rings before the game in the western U.S. city of Oakland, California. Golden State's head coach, Steve Kerr, attended the ring ceremony, but then left for the locker room to rest his surgically repaired back. Interim coach Luke Walton led the Warriors during the game.
They're playing back.
Major League Baseball's World Series got off to a thrilling start Tuesday night when the Kansas City Royals edged the visiting New York Mets 5-4 in a marathon Game 1 that went 14 innings. Kansas City first baseman Eric Hosmer hit a sacrifice fly that allowed Venezuelan shortstop Alcides Escobar to score the winning run at about 1:15 a.m. Wednesday local time in Kansas City, Missouri. The game lasted 5 hours and 9 minutes, the longest Game 1 in World Series history, It also featured a power outage that briefly shut down the TV broadcast and also delayed the game. It also had an inside-the-park home run by Escobar in the first inning. That was the first World Series inside-the-park homer since 1929. Game two in the best-of-seven World Series is later Wednesday night in Kansas City. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is David Legg, our Johannesburg-based African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
David, recently back from Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, and our friends at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, they send their regards, David. They say they enjoy your football analysis.
That is good to hear, Sunny. Nigeria, of course, a huge country, the most populous in Africa. I'm very pleased to hear that news, and I send my best wishes to all the football fans of Nigeria. That's a huge number of people, Sunny. That is tens of millions of people.
Let's turn to Europe now for a look at recent African goal-scoring highlights. I know David Legg gives out those on-air high fives only sparingly, but don't the IU brothers, Andre and Jordan, deserve a high five this evening, David?
Definitely, Sunny. Make it a high six. one extra finger, Sunny. An amazing, amazing, amazing story. I mean, to have two brothers playing on opposite sides in the English Premier League is something you don't come about very often. The only one I can think of offhand are the Neville brothers, one playing for Everton, the other for Manchester United. But I'm sure all our listeners, Sunny, including those millions up there in Nigeria, will probably remind us of some other brothers. But the issue is, have two brothers played against each other and also both scored, because that's what happened at the weekend at Villa Park in Birmingham in England. Jordan Ayew, the younger of the two brothers, he scored for Aston Villa, gave them the lead. And then the winning goal for Swansea City came from Andre Ayew. Andre Ayew, the older brother and perhaps the better known of the two. And, of course, they are both sons of the legend from Ghana, Abede Pele Ayew. A 2-1 victory for Swansea, and a very interesting reaction to that, Sonny, in that Tim Sherwood was sacked as manager of Aston Villa just the following day. Villa, I'm afraid, really struggling down near the bottom of the English Premier League, and that was one defeat too many as far as the owners of Aston Villa were concerned. So Tim Sherwood becoming the latest casualty, but yes, indeed, the Ayews, Abede Pele, Sonny, he must be so proud. Mm. You have two sons competing against each other and both scoring goals, and the one from Andre Ayew proving to be the winner. So well done to them. And they weren't the only Africans to make headlines in the English Premier League. Sadio Mane, he's the diminutive Senegalese goal poacher, as I always describe him. He seems to sneak in where nobody is watching him, score all these nice goals for Southampton and also for Senegal. He had quite an interesting and busy time of it in Liverpool. He was booked, then he scored an 86th-minute equaliser for Southampton away to Liverpool, spoiling the hope for first victory of their new German manager, Jurgen Klopp. And then, Sonny, he became really naughty. He, in stoppage time, tripped a Liverpool player. That meant a second yellow card. And, of course, that automatically translated to a red. And I enjoyed writing a headline about this, Sonny. I said, the Southampton are known as the Saints. So I said, here was a case of a saint who became a sinner. And that was Sadio Mane. The goals for the equalizer and then the red card. And a similar situation happened in Italy to Mohamed Salah of AS Roma. He scored the first of two goals for Roma in a 2-1 victory over Fiorentina that took Roma to the top of the Italian league table. But then, right at the death, he also was red-carded. So two cases of goal scorers becoming villains, so to speak. In that same match, the other Roma goal also came from an African. It was Gervinho, the dreadlocked Ivorian winger who's had a new lease of life. He was really struggling with Roma, was battling, in fact, to make the first team. But all of a sudden, he's found his goal-scoring form, and he's now playing a very significant role for the new Italian league leaders, Roma. And of course, Sonny, when we talk on the sunny side of sport about African goal scorers in Europe, one name crops up consistently, and that's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, the Gabonese superstar. He's been scoring as if it's going out of fashion for Borussia Dortmund. And on the weekend, he scored a hat-trick in a 5-1 victory. And very touching, I thought. He dedicated it, he said, to his young son. He's now the joint leading goal scorer with Lewandowski, that's the Polish striker of Bayern Munich. And, of course, Aubameyang created a record this season. He scored in the first 8 rounds of the Bundesliga. And I would have thought, Sonny, he has got to be a contender for the 2015 African Footballer of the Year title there, scoring very consistently. And as we've said many times on The Voice of America, the Bundesliga, one of the really top leagues in Europe. It's maybe just a little bit behind the English Premier League, La Liga in Spain, and also Serie A. And I think after that, you would certainly have to say the Bundesliga.
Still with the Bundesliga, David, let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out for 28-year-old Julian Nagelsmann, who was set to become the youngest head coach in league history. Struggling Hoffenheim, currently in 17th place in the Bundesliga standings, says Nagelsmann will be their head coach next season. He's currently in charge of Hoffenheim's under-19 team and still needs to pass his senior coaching exams. Hoffenheim fired Marcus Gisdol on Monday and named 61-year-old Dutchman and Bundesliga veteran Huub Stevens as his successor until the end of the season. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's